The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Doctors Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to the Haverty Gymnasium. And, oh, Joseph, you've done so well. And the echo had gone, and now it has returned at the start of game two. But it'll be okay. Crowd has continued to increase, and it's a really nice turnout as we're going to turn our attention from the ladies' game that just concluded to guys' basketball. And as a public address announcer, getting set to introduce the starters for this one, we're going to bring them to you. First of all, for the visitors. From Jefferson County North, under first-year head coach Corey Noel and his assistant coach Jeff Schneider, Jason is going to be starting Connor Kearns and Grady Noel, Carson McAfee and Ethan Noel, four juniors and one senior, Blake Fowler. For Marham and Academy, and there, first season head coach Dan Rapplinger and his assistant Christian Wessel. MHMA is going to be starting Bowden Korbelik and Parrish Beagle, Jonathan Nguava, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. Four seniors, with Bowden Korbelik being the lone junior in the starting rotation. You can hear the student section for MHMA in the background as they're cheering on their teammates. And we're going to be getting underway with this one here very, very shortly. 10, 15. Doing a little paperwork here, getting ready to go. Had nice visits with a lot of folks that were in attendance here tonight. We mentioned earlier that we got to see Jim Brickell, longtime JC and head coach. And he was excited to be able to come back and see some of his former players now in coaching roles for these teams. So for him, kind of a little extra side fun thing to be able to come and watch. So good to see him. Jeff, the kind of door that the traveling green uniforms with Kelly Green, white and black trim. For Morehill Mount Academy, it's the home whites with gold and black. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip-off, high school boys basketball, right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium, where the ball goes up at the tip of the way. It's going to be scrummed for and pulled down by Jefferson County North, and we're underway. Quick shot by the Chargers. Quickly as that. It's up and good for Grady, 0-for-2. So Grady with the first bucket of the ball game, and here comes MHMA. Up court with the basketball. It's going to be Korbelik. He'll bring it off on top. Beagle. Parrish holding the ball high above his head. Sam Joyce splashes to the top at high post. Here for the baseline. Harris for three. Nope. Rebound knocked away. Slapped out of bounds. And Korbelik touches it last. So J.C. N. is going to be back on offense with an early 2-0 lead. 7:20 to go. First quarter. Walking into the forecourt is going to be Carson McAfee. He'll swing it over to the left side. Dish it off. Grady Nola's going to take it. Back out on top, it'll come to Carson. Carson drives it to the top of the key, steps inside, kicks it over to Grady, nearly loses it, saves it, Carson. And now the cross-court pass stolen. Parrish goes in, goes up, gets it. Parrish Beagle for two. And Parrish will tie the game. It's a 2-2 contest. We're a minute in. JCN with Blake Fowler, topside with the basketball. Kicks it over the right side to Grady. And as he gets down to the baseline, they'll say, steps on the stripe. Chargers will turn it over. 2-2 ball game here in this Northeast Kansas League contest. JCN at Morehead Academy tonight. Full slate of games going on around the area. Sam Joyce will have it top of the key, dumps it over to the right side. Bowden Korbelik will cut into the lane, put up a running one-handed shot, no rebound. Johnkin follows it home. Johnkin and Guaba with two. It is 4-2 JCN. Almost 2 minutes in. Fowler out on top. McAfee. JCN back on offense. Ravens in it. Looks like a little player defense. Now here's a running one-handed shot. Misses. Johnkin with a rebound. Harris coming up the court with it. Ravens back on offense. Mark Harris cuts into the lane. Drives off the window and good. Harris for two. And after trailing 2-0, the Ravens have rolled off 6 unanswered, and they go up 6-2. Way up at the top of the key. Grady Noll thought about taking the shots and doesn't. Kicks it over to Carson. Back of the top side, it comes to Connor. Kearns looks it off into the middle, brings it back around the outside. Right now, the Chargers have a little luck getting into the middle, and we're going to have a 3-second violation. And JCN will turn it over. So the Chargers can't really afford to have those kind of mistakes. Trailing by 4 on the road here tonight. Here's Harris with it. Kicks it over to Parrish. Beagle backs in. Kicks it off on top to Harris. Feeds underneath to Joyce. Easy 2. Four Ravens have scored two each. And at 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, it is now an 8-2 MHMA lead. Back over to the left side with it is going to be Connor Kearns. Chargers looking to get some points on the board. They'll drive into the lane. McAfee has it knocked out of his hand. He picks it up and scores it. Carson McAfee getting his first bucket of the game. 8-4 Ravens. Jason already has a pair of players at the scorer's table ready to check in at the next dead ball opportunity. A little over 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have the ball leading it by four. Back and in, Joyce turns in traffic, draws a foul, coming to the line for two. Foul is going to be on Ethan Noel. For Ethan, it will be his first. Matter of fact, it's going to be the first foul by either team this evening. And Sam Joyce, first free throw up, will not go in. One more free throw coming up for Sam. Checking into the game for JCN is going to be Andrew Baker and Calvin Manville. Second free throw is up. It is good. And Sam Joyce will have his third point of the game, making it 9-4. And as he hits that bucket, he will come out of the lineup, and Brody Copeman will come in for Marham Out Academy. 9-4 Ravens. 4-10 left in the first quarter. Jason running a little motion type offense down. Carson McAfee's going to have it up very near the top. Dumps it over to the right side. Calvin works his way to the top. Swings it over to Grady. No, gets it back to Fowler. Over to Grady. Feeds it off outside the right block. Give and go into the middle. It's going to be strip free. Stolen away. And Quaba coming up with the ball. Has it knocked away from behind. Stolen back by McAfee. Carson coming up the court. The pass across. Knocked away. It's on the floor. Rebound, and his shot goes up, and we're going to have a foul call. Our official makes his way over to the scorer's table, letting us know that the foul is going to be on Brody Copeman. It'll be his first. And at the line for Jefferson County North is the sophomore, Andrew Baker. Free throw's good. So Andrew, having come off the bench, will pick up his first point of the evening, getting his team back to within four at 9-5. One more shot coming up, and perfect. Baker will hit them both. It is 9-6. 3:38 to go here in the first. Bowden Korblick brings it into the forecourt. They'll get it to Harris. Back into Johnson. Jump shot short. Rebound, McAfee. Numbers for JC, and McAfee will take it all the way to the rack. Shot rejected. John can call for the foul. So Johnkin picks up his first foul of the game. And back to the free throw line will come Jefferson County North. This time it'll be McAfee. He's got 2 points in the game already, and his first free throw tonight rattles and rolls in. And Carson McAfee leads the Chargers in scoring now, having gotten his third point of the night. He'll take his time, send this one in. So McAfee with four, it is 11-6. 3:14 to go. The scoreboard is, let me fix that. Scoreboard is right, it is 9-8. Let me fix that. Getting him on the wrong side. And coming down the court, we have another foul. This foul is going to be on Carson. It'll be his first. And the Ravens leading at 9-8. Korblik's first free throw. Rims out, no good. One more free throw coming up for Bowden. JCN is going to bring Connor Kearns back into the game. Ethan Noel is going to return to the floor for head coach Corey Noel. Gormley. Second free throw. Perfect. So Bowden will hit one of two, making it 10-8. And we're at 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Chase him with the basketball. They trail it by a pair. Again, against the player defense. They'll kick it outside. Here's a three for McAfee. Gets it falling away. Carson McAfee, with a great start, has put his team in front 11-10. And now on the other end of the court, we get a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Mark Harris for Morehillmount Academy. Mark will have his first and the Ravens third. Chase Sien, who's now taking a lead, coming back up court with the basketball. McAfee will bring it up and be met at the top of the key by Korbelik. Kicks it over to the left side. Chargers work the perimeter. Trying to set up the Ravens, and there's going to be an over and back. Not sure if the Ravens had maybe gone to a more of a zone-type defense. 2:16 to go in the first quarter. MHMA back up court with it, down one. They have led in the game by as many as five. Running a little motion now. Harris comes out on top. Parrish. Beagle goes to Korblik. Bowden goes baseline. Floater, no. Rebound, Johnson. And as he brings it down, he's going to have the ball ripped out of his hands and taken away. Ethan Knoll coming up with a steal. They'll go right side. The driving lamp is up and good. Calvin Manville hits the bucket of the Ravens, taking a timeout. We'll take a break, Joseph, at a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jeff North 13, MHMA 10.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around Atchison for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services, including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road in Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Happy to have you with us here this evening for high school basketball on Kent Radio. Ladies game at a bunk. Yeah, it was a MHMA win in mass. That one, we're in the last minute and a half of the guys' game. And JCN has taken a three-point lead. Ravens back down court with it. And they're just going to swing the ball side to side. Korbelik, little head fake, doesn't lose his defender. Comes out on top to Parrish. Without a shot clock, the Ravens are going to take all the time they need to get the shot they're looking for. Korbelik starts in, dumps it over to Johnkin, who was not ready for the ball, has it stripped away, it's on the floor, kicked out of bounds by Copeman, and it will belong to Jefferson County North. 1:06 to go in the opening quarter. Wait a minute, they start putting it in play, and now Ravens are making a substitution before it gets inbounds. And Guaba will check out of the lineup, and back in comes Sam Joyce. 1 minute to play in the first. Carson McAfee brings it across the timeline for the Chargers. He'll dish it over to the right side, and Connor Kearns will take it there. Kearns back to McAfee. Now, up high is going to be Calvin. Manville starts into the lane, pushes it back on top. 40 seconds to play in the first. J.C. and has the ball and the lead and a lot of patience. Here's a running shot from the left side of the lane. It's no good. Rebound is going to be Harris. His outlet pass is going to be batted away. It's on the floor. J.C. is going to steal it back. And now in a scrum for the basketball, we've got bodies all over the place. And it is going to be a jump ball called possession to the Ravens. 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. For Jefferson County North, we've got McAfee and Ethan Knoll out there. Fowler's back into the game. Manville out on the court and looking around this out here a second. It's a drive by the Ravens in the baseline results in a foul being committed. Andrew Baker, by the way, is the fifth JCN player. First foul of the game for the Chargers, Blake Fowler. 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ravens with the basketball, trailing three. Underneath, the shot goes up, and there's Beagle. Gets fouled. So Parrish coming to the free throw line with 9 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It'll be foul number two on Ethan Noel, and the front free throw is good. Parrish collects his third point. Coming into the game right now for the Ravens, you're going to find Keegan Mispago, and you're also going to find Luke Siebert coming in. Second free throw by Parrish is good, and it's a one-point Charger lead. 5 seconds to go. First quarter, feet to the free throw line. 1 second. They get away a shot at the buzzer, way off the mark, and we've come to the end of the first. We got a timeout on the floor. Great game after one. It is Jeff North 13, Morehamon Academy 12.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you with us here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the Marhelmount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. First quarter of the guys' game is in the book, and the visitors from Jefferson County North lead it by one at 13-12. Leading the way for JCN, Carson McAfee with 7 points. Three of his teammates, Grady Noel, Andrew Baker, and Calvin Manville, each have two for Marhelmount Academy. Parrish Beagle leading with 4, 3 for Sam Joyce, 2 apiece for John Ngwabat, Mark Harris, and Bowden Korbelik with 1. We go to the second quarter. Chargers putting it in play, and we're back underway. Chase in with the basketball, backing in. It's going to be McAfee, brings it off on top to Fowler. Dumps it over to the right side, and it's going to be Grady. Cross court, it comes again. Grady working against John Ngwabat, Calvin Manville, left side. JCN has really spread the floor out now. They backed way up. There are 2-3 steps above the three-point circle. Here's another three from McAfee. Carson has 10 points already, and it's a 16-12 lead with 7:15 to play in the first half. JCN in front. Over to the left block. The ball's going to be swept from Johnson. And an offensive foul. Johnson and Guaba. Foul number 2. And Jefferson County North will have the ball from the backcourt. 7:06 to go in the half. 16-12 Chargers out front. It's going to be Blake Fowler putting it in play, and again, Carson McAfee coming up the floor with it. He kicks it to the right side. Calvin Manville holds it up way out on the wing in front of the MHMA student section. On the give and go, Calvin from underneath can't get it to fall, and rebounding it down, Parrish Beagle. Beagle kind of clear it out with the elbows and brings it up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side. That's going to be Siebert with the ball. Ravens back on offense. They'll bring out to Miss Pagel, and now the ball is going to be lost and out of bounds. Ravens will turn it over. Unforced turnover by Marhill Mount Academy. 6.5 to go in the half. Again, it'll be Fowler putting it in play. J.C. and very patiently walks the ball up the court. Skip pass, right side. The shot from underneath is up and no good. The rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. Back it'll come to the Ravens. Connor Kearns will come back in. He'll replace Manville and for Marhill Mount Academy. Miss Pingle will come out, and back into the game will come Mark Harris. It is a 16-12 JCN lead. And the Ravens on the upcourt pass again, trying to get into the corner. A little miscommunication. The ball's going to escape, roll out of bounds. Back up with it will come Jefferson County North. 6 minutes to go in the half. Walking it up, crossing at the center. JCN starts right, goes left. Fowler with the ball, hasn't scored yet. Good shooter. Here's McAfee in traffic. Hits it, plus one. They're going to call a block. And are we counting the buck under one? Yes, absolutely. That's the right call. And well done with the teamwork by the officials here tonight. So give McAfee the bucket. First foul for Parrish Beagle. And Carson, looking for his 13th point, gets it. It's now 19-12. Ravens trailing by 7 with 5:46 to go in the first half. MHMA on top. Miss Pagel gets it to Harris, and I think this foul is going to be on Fowler. So the whistle is going to be on Blake, and that will be his second foul tonight. The free throw for Harris, not successful. Back into the game for the Ravens will be Bowden Korbelik, and Bowden is going to give Parrish Beagle a little rest. Second free throw is good, and Harris will have his third point of the game. It is 19-13. Jefferson County North in front by a half dozen. And they come up court with the basketball in. Into the forecourt is going to come McAfee. He's had a great start to the game with a long way to go. We're not even halfway through the second quarter. McAfee starts to drive in, kicks it back out on top behind him. Ravens continue to play the player defense, the man defense. Around to the left side, it's going to go. It's going to be Calvin with it. He'll cut down the right side of the lane, push it back up on top with a three-point shot. Is up and too long. And a rebound is going to be knocked away out of bounds and belong to Marhill Mount Academy. Ravens coming up court with the basketball as we go inside. 5 minutes to play in the first half. That's Bowden Korbelik. Swings it right side. Miss Pagel. Underneath, Harris shot, no. Sam rebounds, follows, no. Rebound underneath, followed, no. Rebound, JCN comes down with it. And here comes McAfee. Chargers run, shoot, score, plus one. All the momentum is on the side of Jeff North right now with 4.5 to play in the first half. It'll be the second foul for Mark Harris and a chance for the conventional three-point play for Andrew Baker, who is 2-2 at the line already tonight. This one is going to be wide to the left, and the rebound. He'll get the rebound. Calvin Manville. Chargers are going to keep it alive. 21-13. Here's a three. That one does not go. Everybody in place thought that shot was going to go in. And a rebound coming down to the Ravens. Harris will have it down the left side, down very near the baseline. Swings it back over to the edge to Bowden, curveling back to Harris. Here's a missed bagel three. No. And it's going to go out of bounds. JCN basketball. Sam Joyce will get a little rest now and back in Johnson and Guava. Inside 4 minutes to go with a half. 21-13. JCN with the ball leading it here by eight. The cutter, the layup, it's good. Connor Kearns gets the bucket. Calvin Manville gets the assist. And JCN goes up 10. And here's the driving layup on the other end of the boards. Up and good. Korbelik for two. 23-12. Chargers. 3:20 left. Second quarter. And again, JC, and what they've done here is so they've backed away. They've widened the floor. They've widened the crossing lanes, the cutting lanes or the travel. They've given themselves more space is what they've done. And with that additional space, more chances to, and a total willingness to execute those plays where you cut into the middle, you get inside your defender, maybe you come off a screen, and they've got a lot of back doors. Here's a three by Korbelik. It's not going to go in, and the rebound tipped around, out of bounds. It is Jeff North's basketball. Now inside 3 minutes of play in the half as McAfee will walk it up the court. JCN very patiently now. And again, against the Raven 2-3 zone. Very, very classic 2-3 zone alignment. The cross-court pass knocked away. Parrish Beagle, what great hands. Steals it, gets it to Korbelik. Shot rejected. Getting down the floor, Grady Noel throws that shot out. And back up with it. Here are the Ravens, 2:28 to go. Feet underneath, no shot. Back it comes to Johnson, can't get a shot. Back out on top. Jason's defense has been just really outstanding. So far, I want to give it up 15 points. Here's a three missing badly. The rebound will get away, get out of bounds. It's going to come back in again to the Chargers. 2:08 to go, first half. Congratulations to the Benedictine Lady Ravens tonight, winning at 76-39 over Graceland. And here we go. 2 minutes left in the first half. The three, no. Rebound, and as bodies go to the floor, we hear whistles. Foul is going to be on JCN. And for the Chargers, it's a problem for Ethan Dole. That'll be his third foul, and most certainly I expect him to come out of the game, but he doesn't. Ethan is going to stay in there. Minute 45. Here come the Ravens down the court. Way out on top is Parrish. Beagle to Korbelik. His three. Yeah. Korbelik from outside. And for Bowden, that's 6 points. 23-18, and the Ravens have gotten right back in this thing. Now trailing it only by five. And now it's going to be stolen. Parrish, the jailbreak for two. And we're going to have a JCN timeout. The Ravens, who were down moments ago by 10, have roared back. We're taking the timeout with a minute 24 to go in the half. It's now Jeff North 23, Mar Hill Mount Academy 20.
you already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good to have you with us here at the Haverty Gymnasium, Atchison, Kansas. Minute 24 to go in this guys' high school game, 23-20. Jefferson County North on the road and in front, but the Ravens have been roaring back, and they are on an 8-0 run right now. For JCN, that timeout, and looking across the floor, it looks like we've got pretty much the starting five back out there. Over to the right side, back out on top, McAfee. Bounce in the middle is going to be kicked. Yeah. Parrish Beagle, who came up with a steal in that last position and raced down the floor, nearly coming up with another one right there. But they're going to say he kicked the ball, and Jason will be putting in a play back at midcourt. 1 minute to go in the half. Chargers have the ball. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Back out on top. Carson kicks it over to Fowler. There's Grady with it. 45 seconds to go. The feed to the free throw line. Back to the left. Fowler will go three. Can't get it. Rebound. Bodies on the floor. And a Charger foul. That is going to be team foul 7. And that means that we're going to walk to the other end of the floor as Connor Kearns collects his first foul. Ethan Knoll has 3. Blake Fowler 2. Carson McAfee 1. And now Connor Kearns 1. And at the line for the Ravens, it'll be Mark Harris. Mark with 3 points tonight. He is 1 of 2. At the free throw line. Luke Siebert in the game now for the Ravens. The front half is good. And Harris will earn the bonus. 37 seconds left. It is now a 2-point game and a 9-0 run. And now a 10-0 run for the Ravens. 23-22. JCN with a single-digit lead now. Over to the left side with it. 18 seconds to go in the half. Look away pass to the right side of McAfee. Drops it back off on top. Gets it there to Grady. Comes to Connor. McAfee, Fowler. McAfee with 2, with 1, 3-pointer at the buzzer, not close. It is halftime. We've got a game here in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room. Jefferson County North 23, Far Hill Mount Academy 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. 2650.
Halftime here at Atchison, Kansas finds the home team, Marham Out Academy, trailing but only by 1. With 3:40 to go in the half, Morehead Mount Academy was down 13. They ended that half on a 12-0 run to go to the locker room, trailing it by one. Recapping the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Jefferson County North, Carson McAfee. What a game he's having. 13 points already tonight. Following him, you've got Andrew Baker with four, and the two apiece, Connor Kearns, Grady Noel, and Calvin Manville. For Morehead Mount Academy, very even scoring. Bowden Corbelick, 6. Parrish Beagle, 6. Mark Harris, 5. 3 in the first half for Sam Joyce, and 2 for Johnkin and Guava. Stick with us. The second half of this should be fantastic. Looking forward to bringing it to you, but we're going to take a quick break. Right now, with the intermission score, again, JCN 23, Morehead Mount Academy 22. Back to our man, Joseph, at Acara Sports Studio. He's got, for you, the best halftime.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Morehead Mount Academy gym as the Ravens are playing host to JCN. We'll return to Tom Kautz's coverage of the game in just a moment. I did want to mention that we've got SportsLook coming up Thursday evening. SportsLook is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. SportsLook airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 or 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us to high school basketball again as we've got Atchison High versus Eudora. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court at 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine versus Culver. Women's game has got a noon tip this Saturday. Men will take to the court at 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in girls' games. It was Clifton Clyde over Rock Hills with a final score of Clifton Clyde 47, Rock Hills 28. Eudora beat Mill Valley 51-40. Hiawatha topped Troy in the girls' game 41-33. It was McClouth over Pleasant Ridge 44 to Pleasant Ridge's 33. In the Marhill Mount Academy game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens at 42, JCN Ladies 28. In boys' games, we've got a couple of finals. It was Manhattan Central over Frankfurt, 68-25. Perry the Compton topped Paola, 58-27. It was Sabetha over Wamego, 39-26. And in the first quarter of the Pleasant Ridge McClouth game, it's currently all knotted up at 16.
It's Care Radio's Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. At the end of each qualifying event, we'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you're in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be Thursday, December 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at AFA Advisors at 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 48 tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 37. Upper 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Low 40s overcast Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulver.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's currently 36 out there. It feels like 36 out there. We've got virtually no wind. The relative humidity is 71%. The dew point is sitting at 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.11 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the Marhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're about ready to get underway with the second half of our guys' game. First game of the night, of course, was a win for the homestanding Lady Ravens as they got by JCN in that first one. Flipping back a page or two here, Joseph would know right off the top, but I have to look. It was 42-28. MHMA winning that one. In this game, it looked like it was JCN was going to kind of run away with things. They pushed forward to a 13-point lead with like 3:40 to go in the half. And then for the Ravens, it was a huge, huge comeback late in the half. They ended the half on a 12-0 run, going into the locker room down by one, 23-22. For the Chargers, it'll be the original five. Connor Kearns, Grady Noel, Blake Bauer, Carson McAfee, and Ethan Noel. And for the Ravens, looking out of the court, it will also be their original five. Bowden Korbelik, Parrish Beagle, Johnson Nguaba, Mark Harris, Sam Joy. We're set to go to the second half, and Ravens will be putting the ball in play. We are underway. Marhill Mount Academy looking at a JCN player defense to begin the third quarter. Ravens in those home white uniforms is Korbelik will drive into the middle and will draw a foul. This is a kind of an important foul for JC, and as Carson McAfee will pick up his second foul. Carson the leading scorer for his team, the leading scorer in the game right now at 13 points. Jay Zink and Illaport did not have him out there. Here's Harris with that driving layup that he kind of gets a little extra air underneath, and it goes up over the top of the backboard. Coming back in, it will come to Jefferson Catadora. Chargers walking it up the court. McAfee brings it down the near side. Skip pass over to Fowler. Pushes it off on top. JCN working the outside and the Ravens and the player defense. Over to the left. Here's a baseline shot. It's a three. Knocking it down. That's Calvin. So Calvin Manville makes it 26-22. And we're a minute into the third quarter. Mark Harris with it on top. First dribbles with the left hand, then changes to the right, cuts back to the right side. The ball goes to Thorblick down to the baseline. He'll push it out on top where there's a three up a good Parrish Beagle. His ninth point of the game. 26-25. On the other end, the shot is up and short. And the rebound. Beagle has it stripped out of his hands. That was nicely done by Blake Fowler to slap it into the crowd. And he's going to come back in again and play at midcourt for the Ravens. Korblik with the basketball around to the left side. Pulls up just outside the block. His jumper is very short. And a rebound to Fowler. Pushes it up the floor. Right side of the lane. The driving layup. Easy for Connor Kern. 28-25. Now we're at 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Skip pass to the lane. Kind of gets away. Ravens with a turnover. Casey in down with it. Connor Kern takes it down. Stops above the three-point circle, puts it back out on top, gets it there to Grady. Grady over to Blake Fowler. Way out on top, Connor Kearns, now McAfee. Top of the key to Fowler, uncontested three, too strong. And a rebound pulled down by the Ravens and Korblik. Bowden coming up the court. For Chase Ian, head coach Corey Nolan, not really happy with not so much a call, but in fact, the lack of the call. He thought that there had been a little forearm, a little push off going on underneath. Nothing called. Driving lane for the Ravens is up and no good. And it's Iguaba. Comes down with a rebound. He gets tied up. Getting in there, Calvin Manville. And a possession arrow back to Jeff Norris. Out of the game for the Chargers. Grady Noll coming out. Then into the lineup. We're going to get Andrew Baker. Andrew Baker is a big guy out there. Only a sophomore. He's got to be, 6'4", probably 5". Skip pass in the middle is going to be slapped away for the Ravens. It'll go out of bounds, having been touched last by Sam Joyce. And at 5:08 to go in the third quarter, back in it'll come to Jeff North. Third quarter's been really, really low scoring. Ravens have scored 3. The Chargers have scored 5. Out on top, McAfee, 3, wide right, underneath Fowler, puts it back up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Blake Fowler, 30-25. 4:50 to go in the third. Korblik gets run into, no foul calls. Plenty of contact. Over to the right side, Parrish for 2. Parrish Beagle has 11. 30-27. JCN. The feet underneath. It gets away for Baker. It's on the floor. Baker covers it up. And do we get a timeout? We do. We're going to get a break. Let's do it. Jones up 4:21 to go in the third quarter. We got quite a game going on here in the Haverty Gym. The score, JCN 30, Mohill Mount Academy 27.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
As the two teams come back out on the court, the basketball is going to belong to Jefferson County North. They'll be putting it in play from their offensive baseline and just off the left side of the lane. It'll come in to Fowler, and Jason will have it. Here's a set shot. It's a three, but short. Rebound underneath Calvin. Out on top, McAfee. Three rolls in. McAfee with three more. And Carson got him down for 16 points. 33-27. Duncan and Guava. Right side travels with it. And Guava started to go up with the shot. Then pulled back down and then slid down the line a little bit farther, turning it over. But again, this game is wide, wide open right now. Cross-court pass going to be slapped away by Korbelik. Jason will bring it back in play, and topside with it is Carson McAfee. And they're going to call over and back. The ball was batted away by Beagle. Jason had tried to save it and ultimately touched it first in the forecourt and then in the back, over and back as you're calling, with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Ball's going to come in at midcourt to the Ravens. 33-27, Jason in front. Bowden Korbelik takes the inbound pass, kicks it over to the right side, starts toward the baseline, goes over there to Parrish. Parrish lobs it off on top, Mark Harris. Back to Beagle again. I'm trying to decide on this defense. No, it's going to be a player defense as they cross at the baseline with Korbelik. Harris will go all the way to the baseline. Can't shake Calvin. Here's a feed underneath to Johnson. It's going to be tied up by Baker. Wait a minute. We got two calls here. We got a jump ball and we got a 3 second. Who's going to win this? Two officials talking it over. And let's see, it's going to be a 3 second call in the lane, and the Ravens are going to turn it over for JCN. Back into the game is going to come Grady Noel. Grady's going to come in, and Connor Kearns will check out. 3:07 to go in the third. Again, hardly any lead is safe. Sam Joyce is going to come in for Iguava for Marhamat Academy. 33-27. Chargers in front. Got to remember, in that second quarter, here's a 16-foot turnaround. It won't go. Offensive rebound. All alone for three. No. Rebound. Sam Joyce. Ravens made a furious comeback, scoring the last 12 points of the second quarter. Here's a three from the top. That won't fall for the Ravens. And a rebound, Calvin Manville. He'll bring it down the floor himself like a point guard. Feeds it off underneath to Baker, who gets fouled by Korbelik. Korbelik has given up 6 inches and 80 pounds in that collision underneath there. Both will have his first foul of the game. And for Marhamat Academy, the first foul of the second half. In fact, each team has only committed one second-half foul with 2:30 to play in the third. The sophomore post will put up the first free throw. It will not go in. So Andrew Baker, after having hit his first two free throws in the ball game, has now missed two, and right now with 4 points this evening. Oh, the gym got pretty quiet. Second one will not go in either. And the rebound, Sam Joyce. Ravens up the floor. Quickly into the forecourt. Right side is going to come Harris. Joyce with the top of the key. Dump it over to the right side. Parrish Beagle tries to drive inside. Can't shake the defender. Will turn, put up an off-balance shot that does not fall. Manville rebounds it down. Up court, they're going to come. Chase in with the basketball. And the cross-court pass stolen. Beagle, the breakaway, and the layup is good. Parrish Beagle. 13 points for Parrish. 33-29 with 1:50 to go. Third quarter. I'll tell you what, the coaches on both sides have not sat down all night. The pass inside, batted away by Harris. Jason's going to save it back. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. McAfee. Way up high. Now they'll skip it to the free throw line. Fowler for 15. Blake Fowler makes it 35-29. And we're at a minute 20 to go in the third. Three-point shot. Perry Spiegel, Hunt, not, and on the rebound, a travel. As he came down with the rebound, Grady Noel lost his footing a little bit, and as he slipped, could have been called for the travel, and the Ravens are going to have it back in play. And the inbound to Beagle, his three, no, and Guava follows, yep, got it. Johnkin for two. And now JCN with an inbound error. And the Ravens are going to have it back. It's 35-31. With a minute to go, third quarter. Ravens trying to get it in play. And did they get a timeout or is that five? They're going to get a timeout. Boy, I didn't know if Coach going to get that call in time, but apparently he did. We're going to take another break, Joseph. 103 to go. We're in the late going of the third quarter with quite a game. Jeff North 35, Morehill Academy 31.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Inbound play with a minute three to go in the third quarter. They'll bring it in over to Korblik. He'll drive into the lane. Stumble and travel. Yes, he did. And now we've got a whistle after the play. The official from underneath the goal called a travel. The official from way up on top says there is a foul, and that's going to be the third on Carson McAfee. And we're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Now we've got another foul off the ball. And this is going to be on JCN and Calvin Manville. No. I'm looking at 21. There is no 21. There's a 20. The official comes over and said 21. There's not only not a 21 on the floor, there's not a 21 on the roster. So I'm sure that was on Calvin. We're going to give it to him. Ravens are going to put the ball in play and do. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. It's a four-point game, 35-31. And Guava, right side, thoughts a shoulder, and no, charge called in Guava for two. That's got the crowd on its feet. It's 35-33. Half a minute to go in the third. JCN looking to hang on to this lead. They're going to stretch the floor. Bring it out to Fowler. 19 seconds. Over to the right side. The skip down to the baseline. 12 seconds. Here's a three. Too strong. Rebound out of bounds. Charger basketball. JCN is going to be putting in a play at their offensive baseline with 7.9 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading by two. Inbound it comes. The follow shot, no, to Baker. Too soft. Rebound Ravens. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The runner to buzzer. And they're going to call a three-shot foul. Half a second to go in the third quarter. The foul is going to be called on Andrew Baker. It'll be his first. It's a fourth foul of the second half by Jeff North. The Ravens have only committed one third quarter foul. And the first of three free throws, no. I think that's a sophomore Luke Siebert at the free throw line. Got two more shots coming. The first one, this one won't quite go in. Third free throw, perfect. And that will take us to the fourth quarter. We've got a good one to finish up here. Stick with us. Going to the fourth here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Jefferson County North 35, Morehead Academy 34.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Again, good thing how close this game has been so far, right? In the opening quarter, JCN outscored Morehead Mount Academy 13-12. In the second quarter, JCN and Morehead Mount Academy both scored 10. In the third quarter, Morehead Mount Academy and JCN both scored 12. It is a one-point game going to the fourth quarter. Chargers led so far by Carson McAfee with 16 points. For the Ravens, it is Parrish Beagle pasted away with 13. Chargers are going to come out on the court with Connor Kearns and Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, and Ethan Knoll, the starting five. For the Ravens, got Parrish Beagle and Bowden Korbelik. Jonathan Inguaba. You also got Sam Joyce and Mark Harris, both teams with a starting five. It comes into the Ravens. We're underway in the fourth quarter in a one-point game. MHMA with a basketball. Out on top, Korbelik. Hands it over. Beagle goes baseline. No shot. Kicks it over to Harris for three. Rebound. JC and ball. Outlet to the other end. Driving in. It's going to be blocked by Harris. Chargers will have it into the baseline. 7:35 to go. You can hear the crowd. You can feel the electricity. This place got a lot of people all having a good time. A thrilling game. JC in with it. Now swing it left side, come back out on top. Driving in, we've got a collision and a blocking foul on Parrish. So Parrish Beagle will have his second foul tonight, and it is only the second foul of the second half by the Ravens. Chase Yen has committed four second half fouls. Calvin Manville coming back into the game for the Chargers. The feed comes to the free throw line. Chase him with the ball. It's batted away. We're going to get another Raven foul. This is going to be on Sam. Sam Joyce, only his first foul tonight. Now, he will come out of the game and in for the Ravens, Brody Copeman. Chase him with the basketball, leading it by 1:07:11 to go. Out on top. Here's a three. Launch. No. Rebound. Copeman. Ravens. Up the floor. Korbelik will go over to the left side. Get it underneath. One-handed runner. Harris. And the Ravens have taken a lead. They haven't had one since the opening quarter. Harris went 7 points, and it's 36-35. We've got 6:45 to go. Skip pass over to the right side. Back out on top to McAfee. chasing and whip the ball, working the outside. McAfee brings it over to the right. Back out of top. Now deep into the right corner to the wing. Fowler holds it up above his head. Top side to McAfee. 6:20 to go. McAfee top side. Skip pass to Carson. Back over to the right. JC and moving the ball briskly. Looking for that first little bit of daylight. 6 minutes to play. Back over to the right side. It goes to Carson. Steps inside. Underhand shot. They're going to call a travel. No, they're going to say he got fouled. He put on quite a move. The foul is going to be on Brody. Only his second tonight. Team fouls him now, even up at 4 and coming to the line. Carson McAfee, first shot is good. We're tied at 36. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. Before the second free throw is shot, taking a break. 5:56 to go in the game. It is Morehill, Mount Academy, JCN, tied at 36.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We've got a tremendous game and a fabulous finish on their way with 5 minutes and 56 seconds to go in the ball game. It is a 36-36 contest. Morehill Mount Academy hosting Jefferson County North. The Chargers at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for game-leading scorer Carson McAfee. Looking to give his team back the lead. The free throw is short. Rebound. Ravens, we are tied at 36. Mark Harris comes down with it, pushes it out on top to Corblett. Starts right, goes left, lots of contact. Shot is up, and foul is going to be called on the Chargers. It's going to be on Ethan Knoll, and I've got him for 4. It'll be his 4th, team foul 5. Ethan, out of the game, and back in comes Andrew Baker. Ravens are going to put it back in play down to their baseline. 5:40 now to play. Still 36-36. Korblik's running shot up, no good. Rebound. Follow shot, no good. Rebound. Saved by Harris. To Brody. Back out on top it comes. Miss Pagle in the game. Here's a runner. It's good. Korblik. Korblik has 8, and the Ravens in front, 38-36. 5:15 left in the game. The feed in the middle to Baker, skips it off on top. And Fowler was trying to go back to McAfee, but he'd been knocked to the floor. Gets quickly to his feet, everybody's well. 5 minutes left in the game. Morehill Mount Academy leading it by a pair, JCN, with the ball. The feed over to the right block. Baker, double team, triple team, 4 defenders. Now on top. The shot. No. Whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be whistled against Jefferson County North. And I've got this on Connor. Connor Kearns, foul number 2. Charger team foul 6. Mark Harris looking to put it in play from deep in the backcourt. He'll bring it into Korblik, who walks it up the court. 4:30 to go in the game. And we got a whistle away from the ball. That official was watching something, watching for something. He'd seen something going on. And the foul is going to be on John That'll be three on Johnson. Team foul five for the Ravens, and back up with it comes MHMA. Still a 38-36, or rather, here comes JC, and 38-36, JC in leading. McAfee with the basketball, skips it over to the right edge, gets it there to Calvin. Back out on top, it'll come McAfee. And again, the Chargers really opening up the floor. 4:10 to go in the game. Over to the right side is going to be Connor Kearns. JC with a basketball down a pair. 4 minutes to play. In the lane, it goes. The kick back, McAfee, three off the window. No. Rebound tipped out. Ravens come down with it. And an offensive foul. What a job by McAfee to get that charge called. 3:55 left. That will be the third foul for the Ravens' Mark Harris. JC in pretty good play from near midcourt. Here's McAfee to Fowler. Back at Carson. He works right to the right side. Ravens have shifted back to a little zone defense. Back to the right side. The feet underneath. Baker's shot. Deflected. Taken down. Parrish Beagle comes in. And another charge taken by McAfee. Parrish Beagle's third foul. That is Raven team foul seven. But, of course, on a player control foul, there are no shots taken. And at 3:32 to go in the game. JC it trails by two, and coming up court with the basketball, the Chargers have only scored 1 point in the fourth quarter. Skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be Fowler with the ball. Back out of top of the come to McAfee. He'll drive to the right, falling away. Jump shot, no. Rebound fought for it. Inguaba comes down with it. Johnson over to the right side. He drives, loses the handle. Taken away by JCN. Here comes McAfee with 3 minutes to play. 38-36. Ravens in front. Calvin Manville. Top side to Connor Kearns. McAfee skips it into the middle. Baker goes in, gets fouled on the floor, but that's going to be a 1-1. Get the call here against whom? Going to be on Johnson. That'll be four fouls by Johnson Inguaba. So Inguaba coming out of the ball game with his fourth foul and back in for the Ravens. You'll see Sam Joyce and coming to the free throw line for JCN. Andrew Baker. Andrew hit his first two free throws and then has missed his next three. First one here. No. Rebound, Ravens. Still a 38-36 game, and still JCN has one fourth quarter point. 2.5 minutes to play. Ravens have the ball. On the right side of the lane, Harris skips it off on top to Beagle. Harris has the top side. What a great game this has been. Over to the left. The shot partially deflected. Rebounding it down. JCN, here they come. Chargers up the floor. Skip past right side. And what do we have? A foul off the ball. That's going to be on Sam Joyce. That will be Sam's second foul. But what it's going to do is put JCN back in the free throw line. Andrew. Struggling at the line. Again, he hit his first two, but now he's missed four in a row. He's here 1-1. That's team foul nine. Free throw. Got it. Andrew Baker with his fifth point tonight. One more, looking for the tie with 2:04 left. Big sophomore will send this one in. 9 at 38. That's what I said, 38. Not a lot of points in this one tonight. A lot of defense. 2 minutes to play. Here come the Ravens. Up the floor, Bowden Korblick, Parrish Beagle. Wants the middle, doesn't have it. Comes back on top to Copeman. Minute 45 to go. Here's Harris with the ball. He'll cut across the top of the lane. Back in the ball. Just on the board. It's going to be stolen. McAfee's coming down with it. He will go into the lane. Shot blocked. Got fouled. Coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Parrish Beagle, and that'll be his fourth. So Parrish Beagle has four. Inguaba has four. Harris has three. Tie game. The free throw is good. So Carson McAfee will have his 18th point and puts his team up by one at 39-38. We're down to a minute 36 to go. Second one rolls out. No good. It is Chargers by one. Ravens coming to the forecourt with a minute 27 left in the game. Around to the left side is going to be Korblick, and we got a foul. It's going to be on McAfee. So for Carson McAfee, that's a big number, foul number four. And the Ravens are going to come to the line for the 1-1. Parrish Beagle comes up. 13 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. This one, perfect. One more free throw. Parrish Beagle, one of the deep senior class for the Ravens. He's tied the game at 39. And Ravens in front. It is 40-39. With a minute 24 to go, and still nobody's taking a timeout here. These teams battling it right down to the finish. Here comes JCN. The feed to the free throw line, the 15-footer. New rebound. Ravens coming down with it off the miss. Minute 8, minute 7, minute 6 to go. Down the floor, the ball batted away. It's going to be saved by Beagle. We've got a minute left. Carson's got to be careful, and that's number five. So for Carson McAfee, he's going to foul out with 53 seconds to go. His team trailing by one, and coming to the free throw line, an outstanding shooter, Bowden Korblick. 8 points tonight. His free throw fails. Rebound, JCN. Chargers coming up with the basketball. Their leading scorer is on the bench, having fouled out of the game, and we're going to get a Jeff North timeout. Taking a break with them, 45 seconds to go. Ravens 40, Chargers 39.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig Grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Being treated to a fabulous finish. Joseph, the echo persists, by the way. 45 seconds to go with the ball game. It's a 40-39 lead for Marhamount Academy over Jefferson County North. The Chargers exercising that timeout. And again, the first player to have fouled out of the game is JCN's leading scorer, Carson McAfee. Jaceno put it in play. Connor Kearns has it on top to the free throw line. Back out it comes. Back to the free throw line. And it falls batted away and lost out of bounds. Korblick slaps it away. 35 seconds to go. It'll be brought in by Connor Kearns. He'll get it into Ethan Noel. Ethan, a little head fake. Back it goes to Connor. Doesn't want to take the shot. Kicks it off on top. Calvin Manville. Back out on top. 20 seconds to go. Jason will cut to the right side. Go baseline. Hook on top. 16-footer. Yes! The bucket is good. And JCN goes in front. Blake Fowler rattles one home. And we're going to take another timeout. 11 seconds of play. Chargers now lead it 41-40.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It doesn't matter if you are wearing green and white or black and gold. If you're in this gym tonight, you're on your feet. With 11 seconds to play, JCN has gone back in front 41-40. The Ravens taking a timeout. Let's see what head coach Dan Ramplinger has scratched out here for his team. It'll be Perry Spiegel putting it to play from deep in the backcourt. The Ravens have committed 10 fouls, JCN 8, so double bonus and 1-1. It comes in. Here's Korblick into the forecourt with 8. 7, out on top, Beagle drives right, pulls up, traffic, hits it, Beagle with 2, with 1. Wait a minute, there was a timeout. They're going to put the timeout. Parrish Beagle. Hits the bucket. Now we're going to have to put some time up on the board. 42-41. And let's see how much they're going to adjust this. See what the officials are going to come up with here. 1.3. Incredible shot by Parrish Beagle. And the Ravens lead by 1. And they're going to be 1.3 seconds. So the timeout taken by JCN. And we'll see what they've got up their sleeve. Remember, Charger leading scorer Carson McAfee is already fouled out of the ball game. And it will be put in play from deep in the backcourt. They're going to have to get it and shoot. Simple as that. Looking. Here's a throw to midcourt. It's tipped, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, MHMA 42, JCN 41. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve.
Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you here in a Haverty Gymnasium where what a tremendous game. Back and forth coming down to the last moment. MHMA able to prevail 42-41. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Jefferson County North, Carson McAfee leading his team, leading all scorers, 18 points in a ball game tonight. Six apiece for both Blake Fowler and Andrew Baker. It was five tonight for Calvin Manville, four. Connor Kearns and Grady Knoll with two. For Barnhill Mount Academy, Parrish Beagle, 17 points, including the game winner with just a second point three to play. So Parrish Beagle, 17, leading the Ravens tonight. Following him, Bowden Korblik had eight, half a dozen for Johnkin and Guaba. Mark Harris with seven, three tonight. Sam Joyce, and rounding it out, Luke Siebert with one. Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight, tell you what, we'll go with Parrish Beagle because Parrish leading the Ravens and hitting that final second shot off that, coming off that timeout. They scored that won the ball game for the Ravens tonight. So, in the second game, Parrish Beagle, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Opening game tonight, it was a win for Jefferson County North, a lady, or rather the Morehamount Academy Lady Ravens over Jefferson County North, 42-28. And a game that had just been outstanding, tied at the end of the opening quarter, two-point game at halftime, big third quarter. Allowed MHMA to come away to win in that one. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studios, Tom Counts with you here in the Haverty Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 for cloudy skies tonight with lows around 27. Winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 48. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. Highs level off around 47 Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 43, cloudy skies expected Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Playing the country music.